degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 7:52. Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. Joining me on the line, Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Morning. All right. Well, we got a couple of things to report. One about the Chabad. Tell us.
Yes. Well, it's the long-awaited decision came. It was approved. However, it was approved with major modifications to the proposal. So if you recall, the proposal was for, first of all, a historic overlay. And that is a provision in our zoning regulations that allows one to put a different zoning designation on the property. And what that does is it signifies that there's a preservation of a structure on the building. And in exchange for that preservation in perpetuity, one can ask for additional zoning above and beyond what one would ordinarily be permitted in the zone. So in this particular instance, that property as a whole allows around 9,000 square feet. That's what's allowed just generally in the zone, and you can apply up to around 28,000 square feet. And so the commission felt that the way the application was proposed, was that balance point was off, and so they did move this forward, but they moved it forward with the changes that the entire armory would need to be preserved, because if you recall, they were going to preserve only the front of it and knock down the rear of it. So in exchange for saving that entire armory, the commission felt that they would allow a floor area ratio of 0.7, where they had proposed one of 0.87. So it's a reduction of a building to around 10,000 square feet or so from what they had proposed. They also had concerns about how the traffic would function on the property, because there was several access points, and you wouldn't know going into one access point whether the parking was available and whether you'd have to leave the site and go to another access point. The argument that had been made was that there's parking for various uses within the building, because the other interesting thing about this particular site is it was encumbered by an existing office use, and a considerable amount of the parking on the property is encumbered to that office use. So that restricted the site considerably, and the commission didn't feel that the property functioned very well with these various access points. So they did approve it, but subject to there being only one access point.
Okay. And the other... go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then there were a couple of other provisions also, such as the number of trees on the property and how the building would need to look, and how it would be set back and whatnot. So that was approved in the end. Conversely, Greenwich Academy is another decision that the commission, I know it was long awaited in the community, and that also was approved, but with modifications also. That was for the educational institution, effectively the early childhood infant to 5 years old. So it was approved with that provision that it would be for that age group of children. And instead of it being 60 children, it would there would be a cap of 50 children, and they would only be for GA and Brunswick teachers only, or staff only, as opposed to the, quote, affiliated community to the school. And that the residences would only be for GA faculty only.
Okay, good. So that was those were the two big ones from last night.
Yes.
And what other highlights from last night's meeting?
We had a couple of subdivisions that were approved and or moved to final. There's a building on Greenwich Avenue, a small addition and reconfiguration. That was approved. The Berkeley building on Steamboat Road, that was left open. They're looking to change an access point. The LB zone, which is proposed to allow for fitness in areas like Old Greenwich and Koskov, allow for that on the first floor. That was approved. At the St. Michael's Church for the parking, that was approved. 300 Valley is a new building in Koskov near Bridges School. That intersection there, that was approved. So we did leave several things open, such as the Parker Stacy Kinsman Lane medical residential home care application. So that was left open.
Okay, and it looks like you had a couple of postponements also on Putnam Avenue. Also, was it St. Timothy's that was postponed also?
Yes, that was actually not on because they hadn't provided the drainage yet.
Okay, and Sandwich Club as well postponed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when will that big 500-600 Putnam Avenue come back before you?
That's going to be on the March 5th meeting.
Okay, so that's your next meeting?
Yes, March 5th, and we also have the Greenwich Academy main campus will be on that meeting also.
All right, good. So it sounds like you said about a five-hour meeting, but very productive.
Yes, well, as I mentioned in the break, that we wised up and started an hour early, so so we managed to get out of there at a reasonable time.
Is that a trend now? Or
no, we have done it in the past where there's something that we know is going to take a long time like that and that has interest in the community, so to kind of get that out of the way. But no, we want to make sure that people can get to the meetings, and starting at 6 can kind of cuts into the dinner hour. And it gets issues with that too. So no, it won't. We'll be sticking with 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you'd be having pizza delivered at 6.
Yeah. So I would like that, but you know.
I have other ideas. All right.
Yes,
good, Katie. Anything else? That's it.
That's it. Yep. Thank you. Oh, I should note that there was a vote at the briefing meeting for the officers of the commission. So Margarita Albin is now officially no longer the acting chairman. She is now the chairman, and Nick McRae is no longer the acting secretary, but is the full secretary. And these are 1-year terms per the charter. So just make a note of that they're now officially the chairman and secretary.
All right. That's
unanimous vote.
All right. That's good news. All right. Thanks very much,
good,
Katie.
Great. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning. Talk about...